Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil here with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to another podcast. Today's going to be a great podcast. I'm talking about maximizing social media to expand your reach as a speaker. It's going to be a great podcast, but first I want to welcome you over to our free Facebook group. It is called Breakthrough Public Speakers. Breakthrough Public Speakers, as of this recording, I believe there's around 12,000. Some are brand new, some have been in it for a few years, some actually are in there that have been in the business for over 30 years. It is a powerhouse of information. Everybody's willing to help each other out, and it is a great resource for speakers. I will leave the link in the show notes so you can find the group easily, but it is called Breakthrough Public Speakers, Breakthrough Public Speakers. On to today's podcast, maximizing social media to expand your reach as a speaker. Are you ready to supercharge your online presence by leveraging the power of social media? With billions of eyeballs spread across multiple platforms. If you're desperately trying to expand your reach as a speaker, there is seriously no better or faster way of doing it than upping your game on your social channels. I am going to dive into some awesome strategies to make your social media game stronger than ever, because I want to get you on more stages, helping more people. I want you to choose your social media platforms wisely, okay? We do not have to be on every single platform. I actually taught this years ago. I've been working with speakers and planners for over 20 years. And when I first started, I was like, you got to be everywhere. No, you don't. I want you to pick a few. And I'm going to tell you a little story here, real short, I promise. When I started my Facebook group, back then it was called Grow Your Speaking Business. And for the longest time, I had like 700 people, 500, maybe I'd get to 1,000. And I was celebrating because I was so pumped. And One year, I have a mentor, a couple of them, and it was just a couple marketing strategies, just a couple tweaks that I needed to do, and bam. I mean, I started growing like crazy. The group started growing. It was more engaging. I think it's up to 12,000 now in literally about 2 years. 2 years. And that is on one platform. I haven't spent a lot of time on Instagram. I do trainings every other week, and I'll post on Instagram the trainings, but I have not put my full focus into Instagram or even LinkedIn. My focus has been right now on Facebook communities, and that is where I'm seeing my growth, and that is where I am finding my audience. So back to choosing your social media platforms wisely. And you probably already know this, but LinkedIn is super great for, you know, the professional business crowd. Now, Instagram is perfect for visual storytellers. Twitter or X is a haven for thought leaders. And Facebook, of course, is a fantastic way for building passionate and thriving communities. So I want you to go out there and find where your target audience hangs out. And I want you to start building your following, you know, where it can have the most impact. Again, pick one platform and focus on it at least for a year, okay? And then maybe go to the next platform, but don't try to be everywhere all the time, and it's gonna drive you batty, it's gonna make you overwhelmed, and then you're just gonna quit. And I don't want you to quit, okay? So next, I want you to craft compelling content. I'm going to give you an example, and this is just what I do. Okay, this is just what I do. So I have a podcast, becomes a blog post, and then, of course, the blog post is, you know, picked apart and this and that for social media. But that blog post is in the podcast is what I turn into a training, which is on my website. And I do this consistently every other week, every other Monday, actually, every other Monday. It's been at least a couple years now. And so I've been really, really consistent. So I take my blog content, podcast content, and that is how I'm creating my content. And then I put it out there into the world. I put it out there into my groups. So content is king for a reason, everybody, right? It's the match that lights the fire of online engagement. And so somebody's going to say to me, well, you know, I have a website and a couple social platforms. I mean, I think I posted about a month ago and I have an email list. I think there might be a couple hundred on there. And I think I emailed them, I don't know, maybe last month too. Oh, consistency is key. If you're going to start something, make sure that you do it regularly because your audience starts to expect that, right? They start to expect that. And when somebody says to me, well, what do I need to do to get found? Like, I've done all the things. I'm like, well, what kind of things? And back to my point, I kind of sidetracked there. I have a website, you know, I did my one sheet. Nobody's hiring me. And I'm calling around, but nobody wants to hire me. And I say that is because you need to create content. You need to create content. Now, if you're a speaker, I would say that content could be videos on your website, okay? A blog post showing your authority. You could be on other people's podcasts. You can do your own podcast. You can create trainings. There's all sorts of ways to create content. But find those few things and do them consistently, and you are going to become the go-to expert in your field. That is how you're going to get found. That is how you're going to build your visibility. That is how you're going to build your authority, okay? Your social media posts should be like, I'm gonna say mini speeches, okay? They need to be engaging, valuable, and memorable because you want people to keep coming back. You want them to read your stuff. You want them to connect with you. You want them to engage with you. You know, you can share your expertise, insights, and personal stories. Give your followers a reason to keep coming back for more. Give them a reason to keep coming. And I want you to mix it up. Mix it up with different formats. You know, like on my Instagram, I'll just have a regular post. I'll have a reel of my training. And then I have like a carousel. So mix it up, different formats. You could do videos, pictures, text. Variety is the spice of life. And it keeps your feed fresh and exciting. And do not be afraid to show your personality, okay? And let your unique voice shine through, because being your authentic self is the key to making genuine human connections. I'm going to say that again. Being your authentic self is the key to making genuine human connections. Don't try to be something that you are not, okay? It's not going to work out for you. And then I want you to engage. Engage, engage, engage. I have said this so many times already, but I'm going to say it. Probably tell I'm blue in the face. Social media is a two-way street, right? You cannot just post and ghost. It's not going to do you any good. I want you to respond to comments. I want you to ask questions. I want you to start conversations. Show your followers that you care about them, you know, and that you value their input. And this goes, I'm going to mention something here because in the Charlie Jane Speakers Club, I had created a booked solid success path, which our members take the speaking leads they get every month in our club, and then this teaches them how to convert it into a booked speaking gig. And a section in there is about using social media, and it's about not just posting and ghosting, because you need to find the person that has the power to hire you or that event, track down who's hiring their speakers, and get in front of them on social media. You know, I want you to like their stuff. I want you to share valuable insights. I want you to comment, like, and I think I said share. But I want you to do this because, but not in an annoying way. Don't do it every single day. You know what I mean? Just make your presence known. And believe me, they are going to take notice, and then they are going to check you out. And then I want you to join relevant groups. You know, I want you to contribute to discussions. This could be in Facebook groups. You know, it's all about building relationships, and it's establishing yourself as the go-to expert in your field. When you engage genuinely, people are more likely to remember you, and they're going to seek out your services. I want you to remember to leverage hashtags, you know, and trends. You know, depends on what platform you are on. But hashtags are like this magic keys that unlock new audiences. So when you use relevant hashtags in your posts to make them discoverable to people interested in your topics, do some research, okay? I want you to do some research to find the most popular and effective hashtags in your niche, on your topic, you know, with your audience, and then I want you to apply them to your post just kind of to increase your chances of being discovered. And I want you to keep an eye on trending topics. This is super important. And then I want you to join the conversations when it makes sense, only when it makes sense for your brand, okay? So jumping on trends shows that you're current and engaged really with what's happening in the world, okay? Just make sure it aligns with your values and messaging, okay? Just make sure it aligns with your values and messaging. Now, I want you to promote, don't be shy, I want you to promote your speaking gigs, okay? Social media is a perfect place to shout it from the rooftops about your upcoming speaking engagements. And I don't care if you're doing your own, I don't care if it's for free, I don't care if you're going in as a contingency speaker. Nobody knows that. But I do want you to share and let everybody know about your upcoming speaking engagement. You know, I want you to create buzz. Share some behind the scenes, you know, like sneak peeks, little teasers, highlights from your talk. Give your followers a taste of what they can expect when they see you live. You know, I want you to make it easy for your audience to share your posts. That's what you want. And spread the word by providing shareable graphics, you know, compelling captions. When your followers become your ambassadors, your reach is going to expand as a speaker, okay? Here's another one. I want you to collaborate and cross-promote. Teamwork makes the dream work. Teamwork makes the dream work. Partner up with other speakers, you know, thought leaders and influencers in your niche. Do a few Google searches. You'll find what you need. Ask around. Share each other's content. I want you to host joint live sessions, you know, or collaborate on projects. I want you to think about it just for a second. This is a win-win situation. I mean, you both get exposed to new audiences and build credibility through association. So look for opportunities to be a guest on podcasts, you know, webinars, social media takeovers. It's a fantastic way to introduce yourself to new communities, you know, and showcase your expertise. Now remember, collaboration over competition. There are thousands and thousands of speaking gigs to go around, right? There's thousands and thousands of meetings every single day just in the United States, let alone international and virtual. So I want you to remember collaboration over competition, okay? By teaming up, you can expand your network, learn from each other, and create a rising tide that lifts all the boats, all right? Now I want you to unlock your speaking potential with these social media strategies. Whew, now that was a social media whirlwind, but you got this. Remember, consistency and authenticity are key. I cannot say that, I cannot stress that enough. Remember, consistency and authenticity are key. If I could have gone back 20 years from now, I would have told myself that. I want you to show up regularly, everybody, and I want you to be your fabulous self. Your audience will appreciate the genuine connection and the value that you provide. By implementing these strategies in your toolkit, you're well on your way to expanding your reach, you know, making a bigger impact. Social media is a powerful tool, and when it's used strategically, it can open doors to incredible opportunities, but it doesn't happen without action. I say this all the time. I share so much content, so much valuable content, but it's not going to happen if you don't take action, everybody. So don't sit there nodding on. Maybe you agree with me, but I want you to make sure that you go away right now and create that profile, write that post, or comment on that video, or do up a schedule for the days that you're going to post on what platform. Most important, decide what one platform that is going to be where your audience is hanging out. Whatever it is, do not wait. Go and get it done. You're going to be one step closer to where you want to be in your speaking business. So everybody, if you want more help expanding your reach online, you can tap into our super supportive Facebook community. I mentioned it before the podcast, Breakthrough Public Speakers. You can also head over to my speaking resources page on charliejane.com, charliejane.com. There's tons of helpful information, templates, all kinds of fun stuff. So you can go over there too. Again, I will leave the link to this group, the Facebook group, in the show notes. And before I end the podcast, I always like to send my listeners a freebie. And today it is 50 events that are currently looking for speakers. There might be a little bit more than 50. These do change periodically every couple months, usually when the deadline, the proposal deadline expires. So you want to check back regularly. I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can find that as well. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and everybody take care. Bye.